Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast. Hey, friends. Welcome to episode 79 of Friends with a Twist. I am Madison, joined by the one, the only, well, really, the only other co-host I have.
Kenzie.
What a team we are. Oh, it's going to be a good one, guys. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, if you like what you hear, and we hope you do, leave us a rating or a review wherever you listen to this podcast.
Yeah. And so for this episode, you know, we're doing these kind of shorter episodes. So today we are going to be talking about what is new with each of us. Give you an update, give you all the dirty deets. I haven't seen Madison in a hot second, so I don't know what the hell's going on. I haven't really had a chance to update her with my shit. So we're all going to learn together here this evening. So without further ado, we're going to get this party started with our traditional fireball shot, and then Madison will give us all her updates.
Cheers.
Yay.
Ooh, spicy. Ah, all right. Boop, boop, boop. Yeah, this is the part I like about doing the podcast. Like, we get to catch up with each other and hear what we've been doing. Oh, because life is crazy. But yeah, so I guess Barry and I have done a couple things since we last saw you.
Yeah, looking at the notes, it certainly seems like it.
It looks overwhelming via the notes, but honestly, most of this happened like over 3 different nights. Like, it was spread out a little.
I thought you were going to say this all happened night. In one night.
No. So, shocker, Barry and I had a couple nights with our friends, Eric and Samantha.
Yeah.
So, this is spread out over several nights. I'm just trying to make that clear. We didn't jam this all in one afternoon. But literally, jam it in.
There's so many double entendres. I can't.
I know. Actually, I crossed off a few things that, believe it or not, I still have not done in the lifestyle. So let me just get started with it. One of them was, all right, I've done this before, but the strap-on play. So Samantha and I both took turns using a new strap-on that I got off Amazon. Fairly cheap.
Okay.
Very cute little pink harness. Hot pink dildo that slides in, vibrates a little bit. So person wearing the harness has a little extra pleasure too.
Fun. It sits like at your clit. Or
yeah,
okay,
like sits externally. Wow, I couldn't think of the word external. Sorry, sits externally, but like in that general region.
Yeah. Okay.
So the first night that we used this, all four of us were together, but we just did a little bit of like girl on girl time, and she wore it, laid on the bed. I got on top of her and was riding her cock.
Yeah.
So to say, I don't know. For me, it's a little hard to get used to it at first because the fake dildo, it's stiff. I don't know. As wet as you are, like, it'll slide in great. But then when you go to gyrate around, it was a little stiff and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But we got going and it was okay. And I'm leading with that part because the second part of the story is Barry put into the universe an idea that I should fulfill my dream in the lifestyle of doing or of being airtight.
Oh.
So that is where this comes into play in my notes here. It was airtight thanks to my girlfriend wearing a dildo. So airtight is you fill all the holes. So I had one in my mouth, one in my pussy, and one in my ass.
Woohoo!
All the main holes, we'll say.
Well, fair. Yeah.
So yeah, we all made it work. He asked if they were interested in doing it, and they were. And so she was, after we had our little moment together, she was laying on the bed and I got on top. Eric, because we were on the bed, he like stood on the bed to the side of my face so he could go in my mouth.
Okay.
And then Barry, of course, I let him go in my ass. So he kind of straddled over Samantha, came in from behind, and
swooped in like Superman.
I love it. Swooped in. And with the dildo, like, being so stiff and whatnot, I feel like I kind of had to come off of that a little bit to let Barry in to accommodate everything.
Sure.
But, yeah, there were some intense moans. And then I took the other guy's cock in my mouth and just let it all out on that. And,
yeah,
that's intense. I don't know. I guess I'd recommend everyone trying it if you're interested.
That sounds
Has it ever been something you were interested in or no?
No, I don't think I can handle that. Oh. So that's super impressive. Holy shit. So, like, is that off the bucket list now? Or do you still want to replicate that with three actual peni?
Actual cocks. So, yeah, I guess I should have prefaced everything by saying Barry and I, well, you've heard, we've struck out with single males recently for the past couple months for some reason.
Yeah, you got, stood up or some ridiculousness. Like,
yeah,
the
or,
fuck?
Like, we make plans and then they don't answer. Yeah. Or we say where we're going. And then we stopped talking. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Different reasons. But I guess it would have been extra difficult because we would have had to find two single males to make this work unless our friend wanted to come join us and help too.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It was just much easier to do it with two men and a female with a strap on.
Sure.
So highly recommend that if it's on your bucket list. It's still on mine with men.
Okay.
But I actually felt a little bit safer, I think, with her laying down and being in my pussy, because she basically was just like, I'm just going to lay here and you do what you need to do. And that was it. She just kind of didn't have to move. And I feel like if it was a guy, maybe they wouldn't necessarily have understood not to do that or to take it slow.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What if you were both airtight? You would need six guys?
Whoa.
Can you imagine? Is there a word for that? Is that a thing?
Would we both be wearing strap-ons? I'm trying to picture this.
No, I guess if you each had three guys, but you could be like,
we're just in the same room, both being airtight.
Yes, I'm trying to figure this out in real time.
it's called a vacuum.
I don't know. Yeah, like what would it be then? It's a vortex or like
we're
a
in
black
space,
hole?
It's a vacuum, and it's, nothing moves. Everything's sucked up. There's no sound. It's just a vacuum.
All right. I want
anyway.
I want to hear that one next time. Okay.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, check. That was super fun.
Good. Good.
And unexpected. So thank you, Barry. He's been pretty good lately about putting
crazy
ideas out there for me and making them actually happen.
Fun.
And the story I'm going to share in our next episode is where I was a unicorn for the first time.
Aha. Uh-huh. You mentioned that before.
Yes. But another thing that we did for the very first time was Barry and I played with a female. So FFM. But Barry and I.
Aha. Uh-huh.
It was with Samantha, because it's just when you find this people that just fucking work with everything, like, why not take advantage of it? So I had my unicorn time with her and her husband, and then she had her unicorn time with us. And she actually told me this was the first time she ever played fully separately from her husband. Like, he wasn't in the vicinity. He was not here at all.
Okay.
So it's cool. It's always kind of flattering to know, like we were with you, like we were your first swap, whatever. Like, it's flattering to like be that person that people are comfortable with. So yeah, we had Samantha down and we had a sexy night, just her, Barry, and I. It was very comfortable, like flowed easily, and we used the strap on again.
Okay.
I feel like it's just easy a lot of the time to do like girl stuff to get things going.
Sure.
And I mean, we enjoy it anyway. But hopefully I can maybe share that sexy story in another episode. But this time I laid down, she rode on top of me. She was a pro, so she just took it and enjoyed it. And I just kind of laid there and let her do her thing on top of me. And I want to say so many other things, but I don't want to give it away if I share the story in the future. But Barry freaking, I don't know what he's been watching lately, but he had this idea to do this position I've never even heard of. I know. I'm
a
sorry.
A vortex? A vacuum? What are we? No, I'm kidding.
It wasn't a vacuum. It was like some table something position. Whatever. We did some crazy moves, but
Sorry.
No, I don't want to tell it because, all right, whatever. I guess I could just say it. He'll tell the story anyway. I think he was calling it like a tabletop position. So it had to deal with her and I like on top of each other and him behind, and he could go between the both of us with his cock.
Oh, okay.
Like kind of do one for a little and then whoop, pull out, whoop, go into the other ones right there, back and forth. So That was wild and different.
Okay.
And not, I don't think that was anything I'd ever think of on my own. So thank you, Barry. That was
Barry
fun.
With the creativity points.
And it was actually pretty cool. I know I keep saying I don't want to tell too much, but I'll say one other thing. I found it really cool that I was actually very comfortable the whole time. Like, I, looking back, did not have one instance of jealousy or being mad at Barry for something. I even sat back at one point and was like encouraging them on and just like pleasuring myself, like just taking the whole moment in. So major growth. I know we're going to talk about that and how we've changed in the lifestyle in the next episode, but yeah, I've definitely seen an evolution mentally and emotionally. So that was really cool.
All right.
And oh my God, another new thing. I was gifted this automated dildo sex machine. It looks like a machine gun.
Huh.
It sits like firm on the ground. Literally, you know, when you lay down and would like shoot a machine gun, it looks like that. You put the dildo on like the end that the bullet would come out of. I know I'm doing a terrible job explaining this. But, and it can elevate like up and down on an angle, like on a pivot. And it works with a remote and it just jackhammers you.
Oh.
You can put on different settings, like a cock or like a, there's a bead setting. I'm sure you can do anal beads, small dick, big dick. Like it,
wow.
It has all the different pieces.
So was it a secret Santa gift? White elephant party?
I think it was maybe just like an early birthday gift for my friend. But I know, very special friends here. But yeah, it was intense. And
sounds like it.
I didn't know if I was actually going to like it because I usually don't like, what are those main, the Sibians and stuff? I always feel like they're so intense and aggressive. But this one was different because you don't sit on top of it. You just bend over. Well, I guess you could, but I took it in doggy style. And being that that is my favorite position, maybe it was just more enjoyable.
Okay.
But, and she, my friend used it on me and like started slow. And yeah, it was pretty cool. So I don't know. Maybe I'll just start doing that instead of masturbating. Like, I don't know. I'm going to be like so desensitized to my orgasms. I should probably stop using toys and touching myself. But yeah, so if you want to try it sometime,
That's quite an
I'll
offer.
Share my
thank you
my automated dildo machine gun with you. Oh, it's been wild.
Woo!
So lots of legit straight on sex stuff.
Okay.
Which is not always the case for us. So I'm happy to be able to share this. How many times in the past year have I said we don't have much going on? So not anymore.
On it.
And then the only other thing that's really new is that Barry set me up for a boudoir photo shoot in the near future.
Oh, fun.
It's actually with someone he found on one of the lifestyle sites that happenstance, like found out that they do photography also. Oh, okay. And set this up as a surprise for me, a little like celebration, go you girl day.
Yeah.
So I am looking forward to that in the near future. Yeah. I'm a little intimidated because she sent a picture of herself and she looks like a fitness model or whatever. So I don't know how comfortable I'm going to feel walking around half naked in front of her. But I'm hopefully being in the lifestyle, she'll be very friendly, welcoming.
Oh, I'm sure.
Easy to just tell me what to do and I'll do it for her. So that'll be fun. Nice. Yeah, we love doing that stuff.
Yeah.
We used to do some of those photo shoots together too.
Yeah. I was just going to ask, like, is Samantha going with you or are you doing it solo or anybody else?
Yeah, she's going to come along for support and actually for her own photo shoot too. So we're making the most of the time we got with the photographer. And that way I have a driver. So if I want a road soda on the way down to relax, I can to get in the mood. Hopefully, maybe I'll share some of those photos. Maybe not. I don't know. It's just fun to have for you and your partner to enjoy. So highly recommend doing that too.
Indeed.
All right. So pretty sure that's all the notes I have. Probably missed something. It was a lot. But how about we take a quick break and we'll be back for what's new with Kenzie.
Gentlemen, tell me if you've ever been here before. She wants you badly and you want her. But maybe you got a little too excited and now you're dealing with some stage fright. Or maybe everything was working fine until you reached for that condom and then poof, gone. We've all been there. Shameless Trio is different. Yes, it contains sildenafil, and you know that one. And yes, it contains tadalafil, and you know that one too. But it also contains apomorphine, and that is the key. Because erections don't just depend on blood flow, they depend on signals from your brain. Apomorphine helps spark those arousal signals so the other medications can do their job. It's sublingual, so it dissolves under your tongue and works faster. This is a premium medication. It's not for everyone. But if you've ever had a moment where everything was lined up perfectly, but then your body didn't cooperate, you owe it to yourself to look at Shameless Trio. Be sure to go to shamelesscare.com and use coupon code FWAT for friends with a twist. That's shamelesscare.com, coupon code FWAT.
All right, so I don't have any new positions or machine guns, but I will try to keep it upbeat.
We're balancing each other. It's probably a good thing.
So I guess the couple things I was going to share since our last episode came out, or who knows? I don't even know. Time is irrelevant. Since the last time we recorded, Gary and I went to Desire Riviera Maya in Riviera Maya, Mexico. And we had a lovely time. I think the way that we've been sort of summarizing it is that sometimes you go on vacation and it's great. And this vacation was good.
Oh.
Like there's really nothing to complain about. Nothing was bad, but it just wasn't amazeballs. So, what are you going to do? Not every day is the Super Bowl.
No. Do you think it's, because of the crowd or the people? Or was it anything, directly resort-related?
Yeah. I mean, mostly the crowd. Mm. And I know I'm saying that out loud, and I'm hearing how stuck up that sounds.
No.
But it's not like that. It's just a matter of how well you click with
people. You just didn't find your people in that crowd.
Yeah. It's not that anybody there was bad. We just didn't. We had trouble, finding our people, exactly. Honestly, we had a really fun first night. We got there and we're checking in, and I don't know what she called herself. She was like, the resort manager comes over, and I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, what the fuck is wrong? Of course, I'm like, doomsday. And she was there to tell us and apologize that she had to upgrade our room for the first night.
Apologize.
Because they were sold out or they were overbooked or whatever the fuck, whatever. So we got to go into the new fancy rooms for a night.
Yeah.
So cool. A little bit of a pain in the ass because then we didn't really want to unpack just because we knew we were only in that room for one night. So whatever. It wasn't a big deal, but it was fun. So Desire RM, in the last couple years, they've done this renovation / expansion. They have this the quote unquote new side, this Eden space, I think is what they call it. They call it Eden. Yeah. I don't know. It's more than a space, I guess. Anyway, so we're over there. So we had this really bougie room for a night. And as luck would have it, we met some really fun people the first night that we were there. I had made Gary stop at duty free in the Cancun airport and buy the $20 bottle of Fireball.
Really?
To have with us in the room. Because this is my biggest gripe about Desire. They don't have Fireball just readily available. You have to buy a bottle. And last I heard when we were there, I guess from last year, it's $80 for a bottle of Fireball. It is. I refuse.
Stupid. Yeah.
We've never bought a bottle there because I find that so insulting. Mm-hmm. I will not do it. But when we can grab it for $20 at duty free and just keep it in our room, fine. I just want a shot here and there. Does that make me a bad guy? I don't know. Maybe. I guess it does. Anyway, so we had Fireball. We had this bougie room. Met some fun people.
So you need to invite people back.
So we invited people back to the room. So that was really fun, honestly. We did some body shots in the jacuzzi in the room. So we didn't care about fucking having Fireball spilling all over the tub. So that was really fun. But then it was this Cinderella moment because we literally didn't see those people ever again. I don't know if
they left the next day.
Figment of my imagination?
Nothing happened.
I don't know.
A dream.
It might have been a dream. It might have been some Cancun heat stroke dream. I don't know. But we had a ton of fun with them. And we never saw them. Gary and I made it out to the club that night, the show and the club and everything. We never saw them there. We were looking for them the next day. Never. And this is two separate couples.
That's
never
weird.
Saw them again.
That's weird.
It's so weird. So So I don't know if they were just like masters of disguise and avoided us the rest of the trip, or if they literally just happened to be leaving the next day.
They had to have been.
It was so like weird, funny, like. So we started off really strong. Like we had this fun room, fun people, like, yay. And then we kind of lost steam after that. And again, like, I don't mean it to sound like, oh, fucking poor Kenzie. Like she was in fucking paradise. Boo hoo. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't, it's not that, but we just never really found another couple that we totally kind of connected with. We met some other really nice people. And actually we had a couple from England that we were really getting along with, but it was one of those situations where we couldn't line everything up. Like they were sort of ready and I wasn't.
Oh, and shoot. Then
like the next night, like I was into it and I don't know if I had offended them and like they like, so then that was all fucked up. So yeah, it was just one of those kind of things where like sometimes it's just hard to sort of find your people and like really click. So
that first night you didn't play with any of those couples in the room?
No.
No, like sexual anything?
Nothing. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. What are you going to do? But yeah, again, good trip. We tried to take advantage of that room and get some photos the next morning before we had to check out of it. That kind of stuff. So it was fun. And again, like, you know, beautiful weather. We met a lot of fun people. We actually saw a couple different couples that also typically travel at that same time of year. We don't talk to them at all in between trips. But like as soon as we see them at the pool bar, we're like, cool. So that was fun. So again, a lovely trip, but maybe just not like off the charts amazing. Then back at home, one maybe tiny step forward in the field success story. We actually successfully met a single female from field. I know, it's
like
crazy.
We like as a couple profile or like you, one of you met. I don't know how you have it set up. I'm sorry. Obviously, I don't use field.
So, yeah. So, Gary and I have separate profiles on field, but we are, like, connected.
But it's, like, linked. Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. Linked. And actually, I don't even remember who originally. I think Gary originally connected with her and then kind of brought me into the mix. Anyway, we actually met her in person. She exists. She's a she's a real person. So, yeah. So, we just met up. It was actually happened to be just, like, a Sunday afternoon for some drinks. Just pretty casual. It's just kind of how the schedules aligned. But we've been chatting since then. We've exchanged phone numbers. So, like, we have a group text going. So I'm excited to kind of see where that goes. Still in the early stages. So I don't have any, like, super fun stories yet, I guess. But I'll keep you updated on where that goes. And then the other thing I guess I would mention is, not that long ago, Gary and I went to our favorite little shady dive club that you've heard us talk about before for a neon night at the club. That was the theme. And it was somebody's birthday. So it was like neon birthday. Like, I don't even know what the fuck was going on. But anyway, yeah. Actually, like a pretty numerically like a good crowd.
That's what it was last time we were there. Wait.
Every night is neon night.
It was a birthday too, though.
Oh,
like
shit.
A month prior to when you were there. Yeah.
Rinse, so, wash,
I was like, wait
and
a minute,
repeat.
Were we there? That's weird. Anyway, go on.
So yeah, so it was kind of one of those situations, like we didn't really have any other plans. So it was like, what the hell? Let's go check it out. Looked like a pretty good crowd. So yeah, actually we ended up catching up with friends that we haven't seen in a while. So that was nice. They got there a little bit before us, thankfully, and like grabbed a table. So we kind of just like, that was like, you know, stake the claim for the evening. We were able to kind of rope in a couple new couples. Both of the other couples that we all chatted with, it was their first night there.
Oh,
so we were trying to like give them the lay of the land. Like, not that it's like some huge, vast space, but just sort of explaining like, this is what this place is.
And what's the norm and what's it usually like? Yeah.
So that was fun. We kind of got to chat and dance with them a little bit. Of course, it's not a night there if I don't get my ass on the pole. So, of course, that happened. And then my funny moment that probably nobody outside of these microphones right here is going to care about. But so, of course, you know, Madison.
The wobble.
Yes. But it was also pizza time.
Okay.
So the pizzas had been delivered. So me and one of the other girls went over to get a piece of pizza. And as I'm getting the pizza on my plate, the fucking wobble comes on. And it was like this existential crisis.
Did you eat and do it?
Because I had to choose between the pizza and the wobble. So I like, I take one bite of the pizza, slap it on my plate, run the plate over to Gary, throw that at him. And then I get my ass on the dance floor for the wobble. But it was like this moment of like, these are my favorite things colliding and I don't know how to choose just one.
Oh my gosh.
And I was so impressed with Gary when I was done wobbling, I still had the piece of pizza.
Oh, what a gentleman.
I know. I kind of thought he probably would have ate it by then. But so I guess if it's wobble versus pizza, I will choose wobble apparently, which is kind of surprising in hindsight.
Oh my God, that sounds like an amazing night. I wish we could have made it. We actually, Barry and I were out that night and we saw the guest list and we were like, oh, I hope they all go and have fun. So I'm glad that you did. But these other couples, I'm glad you got to meet other new couples there. I feel like it can be hard to approach people or pull people into conversation. So did they come up to you guys or did you like seek them out and pull them in? Because I think it's intimidating to go up to a group of, or even two couples that are already chatting and like say hello. How did you guys do that?
Gary.
Okay,
get yourself a Gary. So the one couple we had chatted with, like briefly on SLS.
Okay.
Like saw them on the party list, kind of reached out to say hello, you know, prior to the party. And so Gary recognized them and went over and just did sort of a like, hey, we chatted. We have this table over here where, you know, we know these other people. Feel free to come over and say hello if you'd like to. And then he just kind of like exited and left it at that. Kind of like put the ball in their court sort of idea.
That's nice, yeah. No pressure.
Yeah. And then, so they did, not that much longer afterwards, they did come over and say hello. So yeah, they were super front, super fun to chat with. It was their first time there, but not like their first time ever at a lifestyle club. So they at least had like a little point of reference. But yeah, we kind of gave them like, this is like, it's usually not this busy and that kind of stuff. With the other couple, kind of the same idea. I think that might have been like a field connection, but same premise that Gary had kind of recognized them. And I think it just, I know for a lot of people, myself included, that is way easier said than done. It's usually a few drinks and a fireball or two for me, and then I can go do that. Gary doesn't really have that problem. But if you are somebody who has been, if you're at a party, an event, a takeover, whatever the hell it is, like if you see that couple just kind of staying to themselves in the corner, I think it's worth a minute to just go say hello. You can make that offer and then walk away and let them decide. Like, obviously, you don't want to make people feel weird, but like, sometimes that's what people need is just like a little, like, extend that olive branch kind of idea and let them sort of make their decision. But yeah, it can be intimidating if it's your first time at a new place and you don't know anybody. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. And I totally agree with that. And I love that you put it out there and then you'd like walk away and let them have their moment. I'm just thinking of the last glow party Barry and I were at there. We purposely were trying to stay by ourselves and just we wanted to just observe and people kept coming up to us. And that was the night I said I kept turning people down. Because
pretty girl problems.
We weren't interested in them, but like we were also just having fun, like watching, but I appreciate people who aren't pushy. And if, love you to come say hello and stuff. But if you're going to force yourself on us and stay there, that's too annoying.
Much. Yeah, yeah.
But I think the one thing that accidentally worked for us that I didn't mean to do was I was dancing in front of Barry and then I went next to us and moved a chair. And like, I was just making room next to us to dance a little bit more. But there was a couple standing right next to that space that I was going to.
Okay.
And so I guess the guy kind of thought I was purposely moving closer to them to start dancing and invite them in, which worked in a sense because him and Barry started chatting and we all chatted.
Okay.
Wasn't the point of what I was doing.
Yeah.
But hey, that kind of works too. Maybe you make some room around you, dance sexy with your partner, bump into someone accidentally or, I don't know, be right next to them. And just, it just kind of happens organically that way too. So I think the key is low pressure. So
absolutely.
Bravo to you guys on that night.
I mean, it's all Gary. I just was dancing and eating pizza.
You had to chat too. Well, that's fun.
Yeah. So no, it actually was a good night. Like, I know we pick on that place and make fun of it and whatever.
We all fucking love going there,
but we keep fucking going back. So it's not that bad, I guess. But no, yeah, it was just fun to kind of just, again, low key. Like, I mean, we never really go with any expectations anyway. But yeah, just a fun night to kind of chat with people, again, that we hadn't seen for a while, sort of chat with some new, made kind of some new friends.
And be in a sexy environment.
Yeah.
Usually. So, sexy.
Yeah. Totally fun. I only had one single guy approach me the whole night.
What did he say? Or like how did it go down? Good or bad?
I don't know. So this,
okay, not good.
This is going to tell you what it, like any suspicions that you had that I'm a bitch are going to evaporate because now you have proof. Absolutely. He led with something about like, he said that I was exquisite. And I...
You were offended by that?
I laughed. I laughed in this poor man's face because I just thought, like, that is ridiculous.
Aww.
I had been on the pole twice. I'm literally sweating.
That's what he
meant.
Like,
I'm sweating. Sweat, Madison. Like, I'm funktastic at this point. Like, and he's going to come at me with exquisite.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
But he just saw your pole skills.
Oh, God.
Take a compliment.
It was too much. It's too much.
So you laughed at him and then he walked away?
Well, no. I mean, bless his heart. He seemed to take it in stride. He's, I don't know. It was fine. But this is why people don't talk to me.
Well, all right. So maybe give a girl a moment after she gets off the pole or the dance floor. Let her cool down. You bring her water.
I was literally fanning myself with my pizza plate.
I can picture this.
Like this, yeah. How unsexy is that? And you're going to come at me with exquisite? Sir, I know I am not exquisite right now. Like, okay. Stop.
Yeah.
I'm just like. Know your audience. I don't know.
Would you have been interested in him if the timing was right or no? You're not sure? Yeah.
I don't know.
It's okay if you're not. Jeez.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably not. But I mean, I appreciate his effort, but that's just too much for me.
Yeah.
But I mean, how do you know? You wouldn't know that. He doesn't know me.
At least
me.
He tried.
Yeah. So all due respect, but that just not me.
I know he said you're exquisite, but did he recognize that you were there with somebody? Did he say anything to Gary? Or did Gary come over and be like, hi, I'm with her?
Right. No, yeah, Gary had been getting, I don't know, maybe a water or something. So when he came back towards the table, I kind of like introduced the two guys. And yeah, he shook Gary's hand. Like he was very respectful. Like he did all the right things. Like it's just me being fucking ridiculous and not accepting a compliment.
I don't know what it is also. I feel like a lot of guys wait till the male walks away and then they go up to approach the female.
Yeah.
And just right off the bat, I'm kind of like, what could you? I don't know. That kind of slight red flag, yellow flag, orange flag. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just like, could you not just maybe say hello to my husband first and say, may I give her a compliment? Or like, wow, you're here with such a beautiful lady. I don't know.
Right.
Something like that.
Yeah.
That always kind of annoys
me. Probably would have worked better on Gary than it did on me. I don't know. He probably would have laughed too. He'd been like, have you seen this bitch?
Yeah.
But yeah, like. To your point, exactly. Like, that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah. So, all right. So, there's that. So, anyway, we said with these were going to be shorter episodes, and they're not, and that's fine. But we should talk about our mutual upcoming plan.
Hey, Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
I'm thinking that Pitbull song, I love Miami. I don't know. We are not singers tonight. Is there a Will Smith song,
too? Yeah, that's
too?
It. That's it.
That's
Welcome
the one.
To Miami.
So that's what we were just singing. So yeah, our mutual trip to Miami in a couple weeks.
That's going to be fun.
Excited. We were just signing and prepping all of our little goodie bags for the welcome bags for everyone that's attending. Yeah, so I know you guys have been there before. You guys are like the libertine people, the all the events people.
We've been to one event.
Well, you have another one coming and then this
well,
one. And, yeah. Way more than us. So clearly it's a good thing if you want to keep going back and doing these. So I don't know. Remind me why we're going back and why we're going with you this
time.
Why
we dragged you with you.
Yeah. I mean, obviously it sounds fun, but there had to be something that was super enjoyable or beneficial about it.
Yeah. So yeah. So in Miami, it is already sold out. I'm just going to throw that out there. If you thought you were still going to join us, unfortunately that window may have closed. But it is a total hotel takeover, which I think is sort of nice because then everybody that's in the hotel, you know, is there for the event. Like there's...
That is a relief.
Like no guesswork about like whatever. And this is all hosted again by Libertine Events. Kate from the Wanderlust Swinger podcast is going to be essentially hosting this with some of the other podcasters, ourselves and Mickey and Mallory from the Casual Swingers. And I believe there's a couple others that I'm probably missing right now. Other like partners and sponsors and different things like that will be involved. But yeah, we had a really fun time last year. And again, it is nice because everybody pretty much gets there like Thursday night or Friday, and then we're all there pretty much until Monday. So as opposed to something like Desire that I was just talking about, where people like come and go every day, like this is kind of like a more like a set.
You have time to let group. Things grow or connections yeah. grow if you need to. Okay.
Which is kind of nice. Mm-hmm. So that is appealing. And then, yeah, I mean, it's honestly can be as chill as you want it to be, or you can be as busy as you want to be. During the day, again, Kate does a great job of having different, I don't know, like workshop sessions, like meet and greets, like kind of different things going on. So especially if you are going to be new to an event like this, I think it's a really nice opportunity and way to meet people. Like you can go to these different sessions and learn different things. I know last year they did kind of like a boudoir, like photo thing was Ooh. One of them. You had to sign up in advance, and I don't mm-hmm. know that they're doing that this year. But anyway, as an example, mm-hmm. different things like that that you can take advantage of, which I think is nice. And again, just a way to be able to like meet people, I think. There will be a DJ by the pool playing music all day. So if that's your jam and you just want to be in the pool with a drink vibing, you yes. can do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is literally steps away from South Beach. So if you just need to go get some sand and sun, you can do that too.
I'm so excited for that too. I just yeah. want to see the beach and everything.
So something for everybody, I would say. But yeah, so obviously the four of us will be there. We are going to host a room during the room crawl where people can just kind of bounce around between all these different rooms. Usually people will decorate, maybe have like some different themes or whatever, where you can usually stop and get like a drink or a shot. Some people will do like games or have little like giveaways or prizes or things. And again, it's just another way to be able to mix and mingle with people at the event.
I'm excited for the room crawl. I think, I don't know if at Pod Bash and other events we've had yeah. such clear visions or themes. Actually, I don't know if we've ever had a theme actually yeah, for that.
Probably not.
But I think we're bouncing off your idea from last year mm-hmm. and doing like a Heat, Miami Heat kind of yeah. theme, right?
Yeah,
Fireball, yeah. bringing the heat, the you red know, vibes.
Of course, like that's our thing, right? We got to lean yes. into it. So
I'm yeah. excited for that. And I love fucking running with a good theme. So I'm excited yeah. about that. Speaking of themes though, I know we probably can't share tons of details until after the fact, but there's some unique cool theme nights that I'm looking forward to
yeah.
also.
Yeah, definitely.
Sorry, that's just a teaser. I guess I'm not going to say that much else. But I feel like they're a little bit different. Not just your basic like glow night or schoolgirl night or like things like that. They're a little more inventive. So
yeah. And I think also Kate did a good job this year of like leaving a lot of room for interpretation.
With the themes, yes.
Yeah, like there's yes. like there's parameters and there's kind of like a guideline and a path to follow. But I think even within that, it still allows people to really express themselves, or like I think there's a lot of different things you can do with those themes. So more to come on that.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I'm sure we'll have some photos to share with you after the fact. So yeah, I mean, that always makes it fun. And I know this year, like the basically like the parties in the evening for the theme nights are all going to be outside. Like under the Miami stars.
Oh my God.
I'm sure it'll be a little warm, but it's going to be fun. We won't even care. We're just going to sweat it out. It'll be great.
Okay. I see why we are going back with you now. Thank you for reminding me.
But yeah, I mean, last year was like a great crowd. Everybody was super friendly. And yeah, just like, again, you can kind of make it what you want. Like there's a lot of different opportunities there. And it's not that you have to partake in every different thing, but at least you kind of have that flexibility to choose what you want to do.
You won't be bored.
No.
Unless you want to be.
Well, yeah, exactly. So yes, so FWOT will be in Miami for this event over Memorial Day weekend 2026. There are a number of other Libertine events that Kate hosts. If this sounds like something you're interested in, you can check them out, libertineevents.com. Check it out, sign up, go have a blast.
Okay. All right, so that's a wrap for this episode. But don't you worry, friends. We'll be back in 2 weeks for another fun-filled episode.
Hell yeah. Last time, our Life in the Lifestyle segment, we talked about changes that we have seen in the lifestyle in our time. But next episode, you are going to hear about specific changes for Madison and I, kind of our journey and what's different for us personally in the lifestyle since we started all those years ago. So stay tuned for that little walk down memory lane.
And maybe a sexy story about me being a unicorn.
Oh, shit. Yes. Oh, my God. The best part. Nobody cares about everything else.
Just come for the good stuff, friends. We got you. All right. Until next time, friends. Get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry about that. Stop recording. Stop recording.
Well, I forgot the good part.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.